got the goods. The guest goods. This is the show where the hardworking friends of Scott come to pimp about stuff that junkies might like. And now, here's your host, Mr. Scott Sigler. Oh, yeah.
Hello there, and welcome to Guest Goods, another fine, fine show from Dark Overlord Media. Today, our guest is friend of Dark Overlord Media, talented artist and podcaster, Len Peralta. In just a few moments, Len is going to tell us all about his 50 versus 50 zombies versus survivor thing. Len has done three pieces of art that you may have seen if you are a fan. The first one, of course, is the blue supervillain with the giant cape and the giant forehead of the FDO as a bad guy. And we're going to link to that on the show notes for this over at scottsigler.com. He also did one of A Real Girl, the director of Doom herself, as a hero in that same series, which was the 50 versus 50 series. And then, of course, he did the ISIS Ice Storm logo from the Galactic Football League. So clearly, Home Slice is a talented, talented artist. What he's probably best known for, however, is his Geek a Week project. This series of 52 cards included all kinds of nerds and geeks, actors, authors, other artists. It included scientists like my buddy Phil Plate from the Bad Astronomy blog. And Len has done a bunch of poster art for the awesome Wootstock tour. And if you haven't heard of Wootstock, look that up. W20T and the word stock. It's something you have to see before I kill you. And now, because Halloween is right around the corner, Len is going to tell us about his 50 versus 50 zombies versus survivors. In his own words, Len, here comes your three questions. Hit it, playa.
Question one, baby.
The question is, what is your hot new thing?
Hey, Scott, thanks for that wonderful introduction. My hot new thing is called 50 versus 50. Now, some of your listeners may remember 50 versus 50 from the spring, where I drew 100 different heroes and villains. Well, I've returned for a limited time with the theme 50 versus 50 zombies versus apocalyptic survivors. That's right, zombies versus apocalyptic survivors. Right in time for the Halloween season, people can order a zombie or a survivor-themed piece of art.
And question number two.
What's in it for the junkies?
Well, that's a good question, Scott. There are three different flavors. They can choose a digital file of their bloodied up zombie or survivor, or for just a few extra bucks, they can order a print signed by me, or even the original pen and ink file. Now, what's so neat about the original art is that sometimes the pen and ink changes dramatically from real file to digital file. So it might be interesting to see how much of their drawing has changed once it enters the digital world. Because I often do some crazy things with the digital files, folks. Plus, this is an original piece of art that will probably be worth tons of money at some point. Well, that's the hope anyway. So it's pretty nifty, huh?
Oh, yeah. Question number three.
More.
You can head on over to the50versus50.com. It's the50vs50.com and order today. To see everything else I'm working on, you can go to lenperalta.com, geekaweek.net, or you can just follow me on Twitter at Jawbone Radio and get all the scoop. Hope this helps. We'll see you there.
That wraps up our three questions and wraps up another episode of The Guest Goods. If you got something coming out and you want to be on Guest Goods, you can email media@scottsigler.com with your request. Thank you very much, Len. Good luck with 50 versus 50 zombies versus survivors, and I will talk to you all real soon.
Oh, yeah. You've been listening to The Guest Goods. If you want to know more about your host, Scott Sigler, or you want free audio fiction, go to scottsigler.com or search iTunes for Scott Sigler. Guest Goods was produced by A. Kovacs and edited by Ariok Morningstar. Copyright Dark Overlord Media. Oh, yeah.